Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be first-time listeners and a little bit unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. I own this whole thing. We call it Building Fortunes Radio. I started this a long time ago. Matter of fact, it's been over 6 years ago. We've done over 6,000 separate episodes on Building Fortunes Radio. And the reason why I founded this is because there's a lot of really great things happening in the entrepreneurial world. And if you don't know about it, you meaning like our listeners, then you don't know about these things. And many times you should. So there's a lot of people that are looking for extra income or maybe a great product line, certainly great people to work with. And we built Building Fortunes Radio as a platform for you to be able to have access to all of this stuff. So I say this because when I run across an entrepreneur that is passionate, smart, you know, really working hard, I get behind them completely. And that is a perfect example of what's happening on today's radio show. I'm introducing to our Building Fortunes radio listening audience an owner of a company who is a hard worker himself, who has decided that, you know what, I'm going to jump in the field and help develop some leaders and develop some people in that home-based business. And I wanted this to be our very first radio show. It'll be one of many. We'll talk about the compensation plan later on, and we'll talk about product line and things like that. But the first thing I wanted you to hear is his phone-friendly and very professional voice. So there's a lot of people that I talk to when we put things together, and there's really no one quite like Paul. So Paul is a gentleman that when he says, hey, I'm going to make up some marketing materials, can you read over them? I'm like, well, those are great. Like, there's really nothing I would change. I can't really say that happens to me very often. Then he'll say, well, I'm going to do a recording, you know, as an overview, and listen to it so you could, you know, make whatever changes you might think. And I'm like, no, I think you hit it out of the park. I think it's perfect. I really like it. So I want to introduce our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience to Paul. He owns the company, and we're going to spend a few minutes just so you can hear his phone-friendly voice and you'll learn about his passion as well. So, Paul, thanks for being here.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for asking.
And I know we're catching you wherever you're calling from because they said, hey, can we do a radio show real quick? Can you do us a favor? A lot of people may not know a lot about you, so can you share with us some of your background? Because you're certainly not new at this, and you have a lot of experience, and you're working every day, hard worker for sure, and that adds a great extra value, plus the idea that you're willing to work your business, like on a day-to-day basis and help people as well, to me is exceptional. So it's a rare opportunity for most people. But I know that. Our Building Fortunes radio listening audience is going to hear it for the first time. So tell us a little bit about Paul.
Well, Peter, I would probably tell you that passion that I have to be self-employed, I think I probably as a kid when I was mowing lawns, delivering newspapers, doing whatever I could. But I always felt most comfortable when I knew I was in charge of what I can do each and every day. And I think most everybody understands whether it starts as a home-based business or not. If people have that same dream, then you have to have a passion for whatever you're doing. So along the way, I did a lot of different jobs over the years, like most anybody would. But I really realized that the passion has to be fulfilled. And so I became self-employed, something like 25, 30 years ago, and never looked back since. And I've done a variety of things in that time. As one tends to do, you find an opportunity, you make it happy, make it successful. Sometimes I sold out that business to move on to another enterprise challenge. And sometimes I said, okay, I've got a new passion here. I want to divert myself to another option. So I think one thing led to another. The most two recent things I've done is I've always been a numbers guy, and I was an investment banker for a good number of years before I found the industry that I'm currently in. And once I got in this industry, found out that it's not only fun, but it's very lucrative, I realized this is where I want to be from now on. And I've been doing this business now since basically around 2008, 2009, Peter.
Excellent. So you are one of those individuals who could do just about whatever you want to do, especially when it comes to, you know, building stuff, planning stuff, putting stuff together. And I know if you did anything on your own by yourself, you'd be able to make well above average income. Like, you don't need to run your own company to be able to help, you know, distributors build their home-based businesses. So tell us a little bit about why you wanted to do something where you're helping other people build their business within your business as well.
I think the biggest challenge anybody has that does have the vision to want to do something for themselves is most often it's got to start with some kind of a home-based aspect. Otherwise, if you have a boatload of cash, you can buy a business, start a business that way. But most of us have bills to pay. Most of us have families that we care for and have to continue doing so. So I think the real passionate part of what I do now is I was searching for home-based businesses forever and a day when I was working for a living. And anybody that's done that, that's listening to this radio show right now, knows exactly what I mean when I say nothing fit. Whether it's because the style wasn't me, the time wasn't me, it took too much of my time, too complex, too skilled, whatever it is, there's always some reason why home-based businesses don't seem to work out for most people. So once I got into this business and I made a name for myself and had a very lucrative living on my own, I realized this is a business that can be started part-time. And if that's all one ever does, it can be still lucrative. But it also has the potential, if someone has this heart and desire, Peter, to take this full time, which is exactly what some have done. So it doesn't matter where somebody is right now, but I think the key is to find a great home-based business opportunity that can be lucrative enough and make a change financially while they're still working and out of their home. And those are few and far between, I've found.
And I know we've had countless conversations about that. There's a lot of things out there. They're selling air. They're selling these basically money games. They're selling a whole bunch of stuff with really no tangible product behind it. There's a whole bunch of issues out there where you could see how people would be a little bit disillusioned with some aspects of the industry because they're looking for something that they could build a home with. Now, tell us a little bit about the nature of the opportunity or the product. And then I'm going to get into giving people – oh, and by the way, some of the people that are listening in, you're going to go on to grab a pen because I'm going to give you a toll-free number that Paul put a really great – we're going to call it like a brief overview on. And then I'm going to give you a website you'll be able to go to as well. We'll be able to get a little bit more information about this and be able to follow up as well. But tell us a little bit about the nature of the product or the service that you're referencing.
Well, I would probably tell you, Peter, the best way to do that is to just follow the flow that I would have anybody that's working with us and our company do the same thing. Because if you are looking to grow a business, then you have to have a methodology, you have to have a marketing system that works for everybody. So what I would probably say is let's plug anybody that has interest into that toll-free phone number, which then takes you to a business website that gives a full explanation of the business and the opportunity. And the reason I say that's the smart way to go for anybody that wants to take a look at what we can do together because of this radio program, do the same thing that you would have others do to grow your business. So I think the best thing to do is exactly what you just said. Let's make sure they have the toll-free phone number, and then that leads them to a website that gives a full description of the opportunity of the business.
And
I'll say one more thing, Peter.
Sure.
I was going to tell you, you are so right. The first thing I would tell anybody is this. If it's a home-based business, the first thing is it has to have the potential to have some level of life-changing money, some kind of income that's going to make a difference in your life. Because there's a lot of businesses that you get in for nickels, and the most you'll make is nickels. That's not life-changing, and there's no way that can last. And the second thing is I would tell somebody, if it's a product or a service, the first question to ask yourself is, do I want this too? Because if you would not invest in that same product or service that you intend to represent to make money in a home-based business, you've already got a flaw. So if people follow the flow to understand what this business can do for them, then they'll also understand that the marketing system is exactly what they went through, and that's how they grow their business.
And I made a little reference to how well you do these things. So when you gave me the script and you said, I'm going to put this little recording together, and I went through it and you said, what changes would you make? I said, I wouldn't change a thing. So I've memorized the number. So let me give you the phone number for those people who are listening in. It's a toll-free number. It's 800-670-6540. So it's kind of easy to remember if you look at it. So it's 800-670 and then 6540. And when you dial that number, you'll hear a nice, I think it's about 6.5 minutes, somewhere around there, presentation. And you go through a lot of the things that you would normally talk to someone about as well. You'll be able to, if you're listening in and you dial that number again, now you might have your pen and you're wondering, will he say that number again? Here you go, 800-670-6540. So 1-800-670-6540. If you go through that, and then at the end you'll be able to leave a voicemail message where Paul will actually call you back. So while you can and you have his attention, make sure you go do that. And then it'll also bring you to a web page where you have a great presentation. But let's take it in stages, like you had mentioned. For those people that want to take that first step, dial that number. You could dial it at any time at your convenience. You could listen to it a couple of times. It's, you know, I hate to say it like this. I've listened to it so many times because I have it recorded on my computer. I've listened to it so many times. I like to listen to it just even for the professionalism and the way it was designed, because it really does help people make a decision and understand. And the other thing that I really want people to understand as well is you'll be working with this gentleman who can put together something like this himself, and when you're working with him on a regular basis, you get this sort of material in the professionalism every single day you're working with him as well, because it's just a little indication of what's going on. So I just wanted people to hear your voice, Paul. I'll let you comment on what I just mentioned, and then we'll close up our very first radio show.
Yeah, Peter, the thing I'm passionate most about is there are so many people in a situation that are probably listening to this radio show that haven't found that opportunity, are getting frustrated out there, thinking that there's nothing out there. There's just nothing that makes any sense for me. It's either nickels and dimes and not going to change my life, or it's something that I can't do, don't want to do, don't like it, don't have the skill. Like I said, it's frustrating. And I still remember to this day, Peter, and for everybody out there listening that's done this at all, I spent the better part of 2 years going through every business opportunity magazine I could find whenever a new issue came out. I would be on the internet looking for business opportunities, and they all fell into some category of this isn't going to work for me. Or, as you already said, ones that don't even have a product or service. And those avoid like the plague, because there's no such thing out there, as you and I know, Peter, that is a good business opportunity that has no actual product or service. And anybody that's done enough checking has already bumped into those, probably been telemarketed with the opportunity. And you know it pretty quickly. So my passion is, if anybody's listening and you get introduced to this business and it looks like something you can do, that you want to do, that you can make serious money, then I'm going to be the person that's going to walk you into this system, and I'm going to show you how it's a system that's been developed where the system itself does all the educating, does all the selling, if you will, the awareness of what the business opportunity can do for the next person. And that's why it's so easy for anybody to plug into this system that we've created to make money.
Excellent. Okay, good. So for those people listening in, you want to check it out, go to 1-800-670-6540. So 1-800-670-6540. And we're going to catch you next time. We'll be on Building Fortunes Radio listening audience again. If you listen to that few-minute recording, you could leave your voicemail message, and we'll make sure that you get notifications as well when we're going to do our next radio shows, because this whole platform is designed to help Paul build that home-based business. So on that note, I'm going to say thanks, everybody, for listening in, and I'm so happy that, Paul, you took a few minutes and let our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience hear your phone-friendly voice, and we're going to catch everybody next time. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in, At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.